Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Late Movie is brought to you in part by Burt Wyman, your TV Ford man. Open nightly till 9, open all day, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Come one, come all to the fabulous September Carnival of Savings now going on at Burt Wyman Ford Country. 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Super savings on every car, plus free refreshments for mom and dad, and yes, for the kids too. Don't miss the excitement. Be early, join the crowds, and save as never before.
Roger, you're still driving a Burt Wyman Ford, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
You know what? When I was at WGN TV, one of my first times, my buddy George Pappas took me around. I believe they had that was the rotating floor, wasn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the it's like toward the parking garage,
right.
And it's still there.
Yeah,
the floor is still there where they used to do those commercials mm-hmm. and spin the cars around. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Changing gears here a little bit. You know, if you grew up in Chicago, there are classic shows we grew up with, but during these shows, there were also some of the most vintage local commercials and pitchmen that would rival any city in America. So tonight, and I've already got a ton of texts coming in, but we picked some of the top spots of all time. And if you have a favorite, share it with us and Curtis via text or call us at 312-981-7200. You know, in the early days of television, the engine that financed local programming was local commercials, right? I mean, that's how it all happened, right?
That's right.
But, you know, I think that it was, we were called the Chicago School of Television. So, I mean, we were kind of mm-hmm. an example for the rest of the country. In fact, the bulk of the advertising budget was often reserved for buying airtime. And the result, local spots were memorable, not only because they featured larger than life characters or bargain basement kind of production, which a lot of these were, but because they aired over and over and over again.
Right.
The best example, which we played earlier, was a Victory Auto Records commercial. Voiced by our own Dean Richards, who I don't know if he's getting any residuals for that. Probably.
Oh, he is.
He got $50 worth the first time, and that was about it. But the jingles, the taglines, the spokespersons featured in these commercials, I mean, they're legendary. Probably the biggest one and the most famous one was probably Jim Moran, the courtesy man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a Hudson dealership in Chicago Heights. He called it Courtesy Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't find a lot of spots on this. There's nothing Aww. Really available from this. But in 1955, he launched Courtesy Ford and within 30 days became the world's largest Ford dealership in the country.
Yeah.
This guy did. But that was Lynn Burton. Lynn Burton, for certain, he was mm-hmm. The most trusted ad spokesman in Chicago. Over the years, he hawked everything from furniture to carpeting. However, he was best known for the pitchman for Burt Wyman, your TV Ford man, for 26 years.
Wow.
And during the 70s, a caravan of cars would leave Burt Wyman's Ford lot on the north side of Chicago for WGN-TV and to serve as props for spots that Lynn mm-hmm. taped every Friday night. And he would do them live. A lot of that was live
yeah.
during those movies. Which is kind of crazy.
See, back in the, what a lot of young people don't understand
yeah.
is that in the day, we're talking 50s and 60s, the majority, about 80% of the programming on your local stations was local. There was network programming during the prime time, but there was not the syndicated programming that we see now, the talk shows and the food shows and things like that, where the local advertising doesn't really exist
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They're vehicles for national advertisers. So you sold everything that you aired. That's why you had so much creative local programming
back
in the day.
That's true. It was that because, it absolutely paid for that. You're absolutely right. But the stars, these pitchmen, and I was mm-hmm. looking at Elmer Lynn Haldren, you know, Empire Carpet, you know, who wrote that. Harry Schmerler, Bob Jadel, who was the guy whose door fell off the car at Victory Auto Records. Nick Solosi, Maury Edelson, you know, the Smith Brothers, Peter Francis Geraci, which you see mm-hmm. everywhere. Bob Roorman, of course, a big sponsor as well. I've got a bunch of car ones here I want to play because these are classics. First one I'm going to do is Solosi Edelson. I don't know if either of these guys are still around anymore. But do you know they did, obviously, the Chevy and the dealer in Elmhurst, but mm-hmm. they got so much notoriety that at some point they were doing national commercials for like Bud Light and Pizza Hut because they made such an impact.
Yeah.
Here's Solosi Edelson.
Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we'll give you back the difference in cash.
At Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
There you go, where you always save more money. How about Howard Pontiac? Wasn't it Howard and his mother?
Yes.
Howard and his mother. Let's take a listen to Howard Pontiac. Curtis, Howard. Let's do a little Howard here.
My son Howard was never good at math. You know Howard, he owns Howard Pontiac in Elmhurst, and he hasn't changed. Just look at those ridiculously low prices in that overstocked lot. But that's good for you. But do me a favor. Before you drive off in that new Pontiac gloating over that low price, have him do his times table. He could use the practice.
Howard Pontiac!
Remember that? I love that. And a pitchman that, you know what? I remember this, the first time I had this conversation on the air, I was filling in for Patty.
Uh-huh.
And Al Pamonte just passed away that day. Oh. And Al, I know my dad bought cars from him for mm-hmm. years over in Melrose Park. And I don't see as many commercials anymore. They were doing those stand-up comedy commercials, which I didn't.
Yeah,
was not buying that. Yeah. They had his son, I think, do some spots. Yes. I like that. I was okay
with
that.
His son was doing them, yeah.
I thought that was okay. Here's a classic Al Pamonte Ford commercial.
Have you always had a desire to own a sports car? How about a 1986 Mustang? Can you afford $100 down and $159 a month? At Al Pamonte Ford and at Al Pamonte's Arlington Heights Ford, for only $100 down and $159 a month, you can own a 1986 Mustang. That's right. We have all types of colors. We have all types of transmissions. We have the hot rod Mustangs. We have the basic Mustangs. We have the convertibles. At El Pamonte Ford and at Arlington Heights Ford, it's $100 down and $159 a month.
All right, I got another one here from 630 Long Chevrolet, the newspaper boy.
Yeah.
Boy gets pie in the face. I got a Long Chevrolet. Here's Timmy.
Yep.
Extra, extra. Long Chevrolet has the deal. Read all about it.
Knowing as hell,
wasn't
it?
Yeah. Trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day. Long Chevrolet has the selection you want. All the colors, all the options. Extra, extra. Read here. Long has 300 trucks in stock. Extra, extra. Read
yeah, that's
all
why
about
this
it.
Kid got a pie in the face, you know, because of that. Exactly.
We should try to find him.
Yeah, we should. Oh, we should. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. I think Dean years ago found this Bob Zadel guy
uh-huh.
who was in that 1981 Victory Auto Records commercial, the guy who was opening the door and the
oh,
door
yeah,
fell
right.
out the car.
Yeah.
He had him on the show.
Oh, my God.
Because he's a truck driver these days. But no, he's still
You know,
around.
There's another car commercial.
Yeah.
That I think you and I should try to recreate.
Which is that one?
That's the one right in front of you.
Oh.
This one was from 1971, and it wasn't TV, but it was radio.
Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau.
And it was on WGN. Who would you like to be?
I'm going to do, you kick it off with Vince Lloyd.
Okay. Timing sure makes a difference in a ball game.
You bet it does. When the timing's right, that's when you chalk up a winner, and it applies to a lot of things besides baseball.
Right, Lou. For instance, now's the time for a new Buick Riviera. You'll get a car so beautiful, it's practically dateless. And you'll get a lot more, a lot of extras free.
Like free air conditioning.
And free power windows and a free radio.
Free white wall tires.
Free power seat and free vinyl top.
Free tinted glass remote mirror and door guards.
That adds up to a lot of free extras and a big saving for a Riviera. The time is now. Isn't it time for you to see your Chicagoland Buick Opel dealer?
Opel. And free air conditioning. Boy, we're spoiled,
Look
aren't we?
Look at how they spelled tire.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's funny. I love that you have these scripts. That's pretty funny.
This is from an actual packet. The game was June 27th, 1971. I was a guest of theirs in the broadcast booth on that day. I had talked my way in, and they gave me their entire commercial packet.
Wow.
With the envelope and as a souvenir. And when you told me earlier that you wanted to do this, I said, we got to bring these commercials in.
Well, here's the last one. We have to play just a little bit of Victory Auto Records for Dean. Let's take a listen.
That old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Wreckers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory,
yeah, I'm going to say no, that's the big one. Okay. But you know what? Local stations used to do their own, because Rich Coase used to do it for the You and Me TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was his voice on that. But Dean is the most famous one because they do so much advertising.
And it's been around for so long.
It has. It has.
That's amazing.
All right, we'll be right back.
Kids are king
at Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom.
Fun to sing
at Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom. Exciting rides
to Mickey Allen Howard.
Any ride a quarter.
$6 for $1. Kids are king. Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom. Let's go.
A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
Was I coughing on the air? My apologies.
Yeah, I think you were.
I apologize.
Were you ever in Dispenser's?
Yes, once. It was only once. It was in Oak Brook Terrace, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was one just off of Rand Road, unless that was a different toy store.
Different. Because I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, was by the shopping center there, the mall.
It was a Toys R Us that was by Randhurst, if that's what you're thinking about.
It wasn't a Toys R Us. Was it was something else.
Was it Noodle Cadoodle?
No.
Because that was another Toys R Us off of. No.
We're talking before you were born, Curtis.
Oh, Bargain Town? Because I think Bargain Town preceded.
No, Bargain Town was before Toys R Us. Yeah.
I don't know.
Was a different one, and I remember it had a castle design out in front. It wasn't, the building wasn't a castle, but like a framework around the front.
There was only one Dispenser's.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there was only one Dispenser's. Here's one of the three worlds of Santa's Village, which, by the way, Santa's Village is still open, of course, mm-hmm. but excuse me, I'm sorry. This is with Larry Lujack doing a commercial for Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Let's take a listen.
Even though I'm a big person, I'm just a kid at heart, and that's why I'm at Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Boy, do they have fun rides. Rides for little people and big people. See how much the animals like me? They've got some great shows here. You can bring your own picnic. What a nice, pretty place. How come you weren't here today? That's okay. You can come tomorrow. Three Worlds of Santa's Village in Dundee, Illinois.
I remember that commercial.
So do I.
When it first aired, right? Because it was cool that it was him doing that spot. All right, Curtis, this is one that the one that actually precipitated why I'm doing this segment. Yeah, exactly, is the jingle for Lincoln Carpet. Let's take a listen.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting, full as full, National 2-9000, National 2-9000.
Okay, so I'm going to make you think this commercial. You're going to listen to this. You're going to hear this in your head all day. Curtis, buddy, play it again, will you, please? All right, he's going to play it again. Here we go. But that's they used to do all kinds of funny little bits and stuff. Where do these companies go? They spend so much money and they're gone.
Yeah. Well, then life has changed.
I guess.
It's just like we were on that Buick commercial that we read. There are three Buick companies. I haven't looked them up yet.
Yeah.
Jock, I want to say Joke or Jock Buick Company, Clark Street.
Okay.
I don't think they're there. Fred Tuck Buick, 75th, and Bill Stillwell Buick. That one I remember in Downers Grove. I don't even think they're. I'm going to look it up while you're playing the next.
Well, I'm going to play this so that you hear it in your head all day tomorrow. That's Lincoln Carpet. All right. So here's the other one that really surprised me. So Bushell was Hudson 32700. Do you know that?
Hudson 32700.
And what did Bushell do?
Carpet cleaners.
Do you know they're still in business?
Yeah.
They just don't advertise.
And you know what? There was a building I went past. I don't know where it was.
Yeah.
I've driven past it or took the train past, and I saw the name in lights.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh, my God, there's the one where I saw the commercial. I know the commercial.
Somebody has to put the Magicist lips back on the Kennedy Expressway.
Yes.
That's another one. Curtis has no idea what I'm talking about with that one. Let's listen to Bushell.
I'm Cecil Treadway with the most dramatic
Cecil Treadway
in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bushell at
Hudson 32700.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right there. Elmer Lynn Haldren, better known as the Empire Man, Empire mm-hmm. Today, formerly Empire Carpet. Haldren is a former he was a former advertising copywriter who stepped into the role in 1977, and I believe he won some awards for that too. However, I lost my page here. Oh, here it is. They were looking for an actor, and they couldn't find somebody that was real enough to really kind of connect to people, and they felt that he could do it. So he wrote also the tune for the jingle, that 588-2300 Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that as well, which has become one of the most recognized phone numbers in the country. Because you think about it today, what phone numbers are that critical that you remember these days from an advertising perspective?
Yeah.
Here's one of the original Empire Carpet commercials.
No fast talker from New York can match that. Please call. If we could just get together, I know we could work things out. Is this you?
There you go.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, and here's a little insight.
Yeah.
He was a barbershop quartet singer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I think I didn't know that.
Yep.
And he passed maybe 7 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while.
He's been gone
for a while. It's been a while, but I know this because my wife was in a women's barbershop choral group, and every year they would put on a show with other groups, and they would bring in like a big group, a big national group, famous national group. He was the MC, and he and I, for about 3 years straight that my wife was in it, at the after party, he and I would sit down and talk broadcasting.
That's
and
cool.
And he was a barbershop quartet singer.
Very That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. Somebody asked for, I'm ashamed I missed this, Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. We're going to grab him. You got him? All right, let's take a listen.
Rock goodbye, your baby. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. Choose from 200 brand new Fairmonts and Mustangs priced from $49.95.
I had a Fairmont.
You can buy a brand new
really?
Fairmont
My parents
or
did.
Mustang from $49.95 at Schmerler Ford. Choose from over 200 new Fairmonts and Mustangs, all priced from $49.95. With a voice like mine, I've got to give good deals. Schmerler Ford is at Route 83 and Tui in Elk Grove Village.
Rock about your baby. I love that guy.
By the way, all three of those Buick dealerships, long gone.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you think about that. All
Just
that money
amazing.
Spent. Yeah. I was actually looking, you know, Bob Roorman, and he's a big sponsor for GNTV as well.
Right.
He's been doing this a long time as well, but he had a handful of dealers a long time ago, and now, of course, he's got so many in the mix. Let's see here. Frank, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You got some commercials you remember, buddy?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear the Z Frank one?
Do you have it?
Yeah, I can. I know it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right. He goes, now, if you need a car and got little to pay, get the next best thing to a new Chevrolet. See, Frank made sure that the car's inspected. He wants to make sure that you're fully protected from the bumper in front to the gasoline tank. It's got to pass the test to be sold at Frank. See, Frank.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
He had Sammy Davis Jr. for Peter Epstein, like, whoops, there goes another.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like a little bit. Yeah. That's very cool. What was that from? Was that from the 60s or 70s? What was that, Frank?
From the 60s and 70s.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't the ending.
What do you call it? CET for television?
Yeah.
Oh, Mohawk for being the Indian.
Or 100.
Yeah.
That's
how about Ray Hara? Over there on Tui.
Ray Hara. See if you can find Ray Hara. Was that Niles? Where was that?
And he says, yeah, about Tui and Central Avenue there. And he looks at the TV audience and he says, hey, folks, would you buy a car from a guy with a face like this?
I like that. Those are cool, man. Hey, thanks for singing that in the middle of the
fantastic.
Night, man. That was awesome. I know. Nice job, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Have a good night, pal. Alice just messaged me on Facebook. Said there's a Bushell carpet cleaning location in Stone Park on Manheim.
Still?
Yeah, see?
Wow.
It's still out there. It's still out there.
And the end of the Z Frank, I remember, because Z Frank was right down Western Avenue, and we would always pass it from where we lived in Evanston when I was a kid. And even when I got older, they were still down there. They had downsized quite a bit. And it was big, big news when they finally took down the big Z Frank sign because they built a storage facility there now.
I remember that big Z Frank sign.
And it was the ending of the commercial was Z Frank, Z Frank, Z Frank for your Chevrolet. That was the end, awesome. The little choral thing at the end of some of their commercials.
It was a lot of car dealers, I mean, obviously.
Tons.
Did
of
you
them.
Find any of these, Curtis, any of the ones that they were talking about?
I looked all over on YouTube for Z Frank because we had a few people that called in suggesting that. Didn't have anything on that. A couple of people called in. Ben's Auto was one, and another gentleman from Indiana suggested Eagle Insurance with ManCal. Oh,
I've got
Eagle Insurance with ManCal.
All right, let's give ManCal a little airtime. It's a bad commercial.
Do you have insurance on this car?
No. What's that?
It's Eagle Woman.
Oh, no.
I've got something
for you. Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Look, she's dropping her race.
It's really very visual. It's hard to imagine this on...
Eagle guarantees the lowest auto rates in Illinois. Your first low payment starts your insurance. As an example, if you are a married male...
There you go. Yeah. A little legal insurance there.
let me read this one.
Yeah.
This is... And it's in your packet there.
By the way, I want to know... I do want to know. We're getting... there's tons of sources, Vimeo and YouTube and so forth, that we're getting some of these random commercials from.
But
a bunch of them came from the Museum of Classic Chicago Television.
Yeah.
So, Rick, thanks for that.
Yeah, give them the ups for that.
We pulled a few of those off of there. Yeah. What were you going to say, Roger?
You know, there's a lot of gas stations around the area, and a lot of big gas station companies have kind of been gobbled up by other big ones.
Sure.
All right. Standard is not around anymore, right? Standard gas stations,
right?
Because they were gobbled up. But here's one that I don't think exists anymore, and this is from the 1971 Martin Gasoline Trading Stamps help you get all the things money can buy, because Martin Gasoline Trading Stamps are the ones you redeem for money. Martin Gasoline, do you remember that?
I do not. But 71, I was 3 or 4 years
old.
Oh,
good Lord.
Well, I remember S&H. I remember the books and looking at the
stationery.
Sure.
Yeah. Curtis's parents never even met yet. in 71. Let's see here. Oh, here's another one. You know, Harlem Furniture is still around through the Room Place. They're called the Room Place. Actually, they've been a client of mine for quite some time. But
we got our furniture from them.
Yeah, you know what? My parents still have some furniture from them. Let's take a listen to Harlem Furniture. You'll like our style, you know.
Harlem has style.
Furniture.
Harlem has quality.
Discounts.
Tonight's best place since 1912. Harlem Furniture, you like our style.
Now open south at 79th and Cicero.
Oh, look at that. I don't think they're there. There's a couple other ones here that I have, and these are more department stores, but I've got and a couple people. Here, Roger, remember Nikki Chevrolet?
Yeah. Nikki Chevrolet.
Oh, there, look at that. Mickey getting the pace. Mikey getting the pie in the face at Alpamonte Ford. I don't remember that one. Burt Wyman Ford, of course, somebody mentioned as well. But I've got commercials for Zayer Venture.
Yeah.
Handy Andy, Wee Bolts, and Marshall Fields. Let's kick it off with Zayer.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
Get it all. Get to Zayer.
It's gotta be a knockout, so I got to Zayer.
It's gotta last.
It's gotta have a name I know.
So we got to Zayer.
Get it all.
It's gotta be a real value.
Get to Zayer and get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zayer and get it all.
You know which one I couldn't find was Turnstile.
Oh, really?
Remember Turnstile?
Yes, I do. And
Carlin
you
and
remember
Foster.
Community.
Community home centers, yep.
Yep.
Turnstile was owned by...
Sears?
Jewel.
That's
that was their apparel store. Because that Harlem and Foster was a Jewel next to the Turnstile. We used
that's
to go
right.
closer.
And there was one up north by us, too, where they were right next to each other.
I might have got a nice velour shirt from there.
Still
all right.
It?
Here's a classic from Venture.
Save adventure. Yeah, save with style.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters just $7.99. Baby's blanket sleepers now $3.49.
That's a deal.
Holiday party needs 99 cents each. Hit records are two for $3.
$2 for $3.
What a deal.
Hit records.
Venture's after Christmas sale. Don't miss it.
Somebody just mentioned another car one, Earl Scheib. And isn't there, there's one on Irving Park still.
There's I think there are a couple of them. Yes, there
I passed it today.
Yes.
Coming in from downtown. Yeah. And in by nine, out by five, she says.
No ups, no extras.
Yep, yep.
I've found a community commercial.
Can you play it from
up there? Yes, from 1980, Community Stores, Community for Christmas.
Community stretches the dollar to make it the biggest buck in Chicago with a sensational community rebate program.
Imagine with every $5 purchase, you get a $1 rebate.
For example, spend $50
and you get
$10 in community rebate certificates to spend
in
any one of 72 great departments.
It all means more gift giving with more savings on our already low everyday discount prices.
It's a Christmas exclusive only at Community.
Shop Community, where you can stretch your Christmas dollar.
That's hysterical, but a lot of these voiceover guys did multiple.
Yeah,
obviously,
of
they couldn't make their money off of one spot.
That, again, from Museum of Classic Chicago Television.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Find me some more, Roger. All right, here's one for Handy Andy. Yeah, not, a lot of these aren't the best quality, but...
Wall height interior paint for quality and value. And no one beats the Handy Andy Mr. Howe price, just $8.88 a gallon. Get wall-to-wall paneling savings on selected top-grade name-brand paneling. All styles and finishes, $1, $2, and $3 off. Now at every Handy Andy Mr. Howe.
Handy Andy, you got it made.
I remember that jingle.
All right, I got one.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
Now, this one I got, I know.
Okay.
First of all, it's voiced by Al Parker.
All right.
Sound familiar?
Ghostbusters?
Nope.
No.
Al Parker was the station voice of Channel 7.
Okay. Oh, okay.
For decades.
That really, okay. I probably know when I hear it. All right,
okay.
Let's take a look.
And
what is it for?
I went to school with his kids.
Okay. What's the
All right. It is for Nelson Brothers.
Oh, Nelson Brothers. Good
yes.
One. Nice catch. All right.
There we go.
Let's hear.
Hurry to Nelson Brothers in-store warehouse sale. Save on a super selection of living room, bedroom, dining room, and dinette groups. Refrigerators, ranges, washers, dryers, televisions, stereos, mattresses, bunk beds, Hollywood beds, and sleeper sofas. With your credit power, save during Nelson Brothers in-store warehouse sale. Thursday and Friday night till 9, Saturday till 6, Sunday 10 to 5. Sale ends Monday night. Nelson Brothers Furniture Centers and the Warehouse Showroom.
Nelson Brothers loves me.
And I love you too.
You know what? That was a miss on my part. That's a great one,
Roger.
But you know what? Where'd happen all these places?
They're out of business.
All gone. How about Weebolt's? Let's take a listen.
It's Weebolt's biggest Hoover sale ever. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Uprights, canisters, Concept One cleaners, and more. This Hoover convertible upright with full-time edge cleaning is just $64.88. And both this self-propelled...
Madigan's is the only one I couldn't find anywhere. But remember Madigan's?
No.
The department store? Oh, there's one in Winston Plaza and the Harlem Irving Plaza.
Did you do Aronson?
No. You got it?
Aronson, the home of the Credit Connection, right?
All right, you find that one, and we'll play... Those will be the last two that we're going to play. We got one from Marshall Fields, as Chicago as it gets, and this commercial aired right before Macy's converted the name. Let's take a listen.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now, and we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say, Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
Boom. You got it, buddy?
Yes, I do. Here we go.
Through a special factory purchase from the wonderful indoor world of Armstrong, Aronson Furniture
Who's
now
the voice?
Saves you
30%.
That's the voice again.
It's Lynn Burton.
It is Lynn Burton.
Yes.
Plus $5.99, now just $3.99 for all four pieces. Double-dresser, shadow box, mirror, large, five-drawer chest, fuller queen-size headboard. Or save 33% on this Armstrong Pine bunk bed, desk, and chair set.
Good looking
also
bunk
only $3.99 for now at Aronson Furniture, home of the Credit Connection.
Yeah, that was the big thing. Aronson's, home of the Credit Connection.
Boom. Gone. Yeah. Boom
gone.
And gone.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk timeless toy, the Viewmaster. 80 years old, the Viewmaster. Yeah, my dad still has the black kind of metalish one, one someplace.
We had them. I know we had them growing up.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that many discs.
Oh,
there was one that always came with it that was like Disney or the wild.
Well, that's what it was at first. It was before all the licensed stuff. When I grew up, it was more Brady Bunch, Superman, Batman, Happy Days.
I'm way before that. Yeah. And so he's got a metal one. See, I remember it was plastic.
Yeah, it may have been plastic, but it was really heavy.
And it kept slipping.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't just get it right in the holes.
Oh, that's true.
And you have to keep clicking and you got tired of it. And
yeah, totally remember that. So we're going to talk to the daughter of the founder. She wrote a book about her dad. So we're going to talk about that, the timeless toy Viewmaster at 80. And then presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's
on every documentary on PBS.
Yeah, she's joining us at 4. So all coming up next, 720 WGN.